Hello and welcome to Maggie's Podcast, local news with a global outlook. I'm Olivia Crombie.
And I'm Danielle McClanger. Here you can listen and learn about what is happening at St. Margaret's across the primary school and secondary school, as well as stories of interest within the wider world.
It's week 5 of Term 4. In Maggie's Podcast today, we explore what's been happening in Term 4 so far. Our top stories include
Speech Night,
the Professional Women's Networking Breakfast,
International Day of the Girl Solo Buddy Event,
Year 3 Camp,
Orientation Day,
a Billionaire Space Race or a Billionaire Space Waste,
Andrew Scott Cricket and the QGSSA Badminton,
and the Art Spectacular,
the Soaring Upwards Festival,
and this week's feature story, The Life and Legacy of Eddie Jacku.
We hope you enjoy our first episode.
The Week That Was.
On Tuesday, the 12th of October, the 124th Annual St. Margaret's Speech Night was held at QPAC. The evening acknowledged the achievements of students in academic and extracurricular areas, featuring inspiring speeches from guests. Musical performances were the highlights of the evening, which included presentations from Sister Helen Wynn Symphony, Chamber Strings, Exultate, and Sculthorpe String Quartet, with choir and string girls coming together for the final piece, Come Alive. Christine Wells, internationally best-selling author, and this year's guest speaker's address resonated not only with senior girls, but with all students. Do what you love, even if you aren't good at it, encouraging us to pursue our passions. Further in the evening, our school principal, Ms. Curtis, also presented a thought-provoking analogy. If a cup of coffee is bumped, coffee spills out. So when we get bumped by life, what will spill out? The speech identified that St. Margaret's has helped build individual cups and hopefully, in life beyond the school, they can be filled with school values that equip us to face life's challenges. Concluding the evening with a highly anticipated special prize presentations. The supportive environment for each special prize winner was felt by all in attendance as students' cheers echoed off the walls of the theatre. Notably after the announcement of Proxemaia Kesset to the Ducks, Georgie Gasper, Ducks of St. Margaret's, Zara Campbell, and recipient of the Old Girls Award, Paige Bastian. Each year, St. Margaret's recognises the talent and hard work within not only the student body, but the wider St. Margaret's community, and this year was no exception.
In week 3, St. Margaret's held its final professional women's networking breakfast for the year, with Year 11 students eager to hear the wise and inspiring words of women working at the top of their fields. The guest speaker of the morning was Ruth Drinkwater, who is an angel investor with an incredibly impressive portfolio. Ms. Drinkwater began her discussion by correcting the use of the term career to what she instead referred to as the path that she had taken. This statement resonated strongly with me, as everyone's journey is not linear and is subject to change, which, as Ms. Drinkwater identifies, is not necessarily a bad thing. Ms. Drinkwater also emphasized the importance of developing a path that will allow you to form a strong sense of self and individual identity. Students posed the question to Ms. Drinkwater, how can we take control of our own learning? Her response highlighted the power we as young women hold and how we are the only ones who can control how we respond to our learning. She challenged us to remain determined and step out of our comfort zones. Although this process can come with risks or make us uncomfortable, it is essential for us to develop our problem-solving skills and the ability to trust our instinct. For any girls interested in similar opportunities within the school, keep an eye out on your emails. By participating, you are opening yourself up to discovering new passions and forming new connections with students, teachers, and potentially members of the broader community. We only do high school once, and it is over faster than you think. The best thing we can do is experience all that there is to offer. This is Ella Goldthorpe reporting. Thank you so much.
On Monday, the 11th of October, all girls from years 1 to 6, as well as years 7 and 10 helpers, gathered in the Philip Harris Gym to celebrate the International Day of the Girl 2021. After students settled in, they were given many inspirational speeches from representatives of Mantle Group, Amazon Web Services, Trend Micro, and of course, Solar Buddy. After learning how energy poverty, the lack of access to sustainable modern energy services and products affects the world, the girls were set to making Solar Buddy lights and writing creative letters to go with them. Our goal was to reach a target of 450 assembled Solar Buddy lights. By the end of the morning session, Maggie's girls had met their target.
Way to go, St. Margaret's! This is Talia Siegel reporting Primary School News.
You might have thought school was a little quiet at the end of week two. Maybe it felt like something very special was missing. Well, you were correct. We were missing. The year threes were off enjoying their very first school camp. We awoke to a very rainy day, but that didn't dampen our spirits. We put on our raincoats and headed out to the atrium doors to our 52-seat chariot. We couldn't believe our luck. Our first stop was Australia Zoo, and crikey, it was good. We got to meet and pat all sorts of wonderful animals like lizards, snakes, koalas, and kangaroos. We even went into the Crocoseum to watch the big show. Thankfully, the Maggie's girls and the Crocs were well behaved, and we all made it out alive. We cheered and squealed with delight as we pulled up into Camp Majimba and got to see our accommodation. Throughout the afternoon, we unleashed our creativity as we suggested reasons for needing a top bunk, made our beds, took part in a poetry workshop, and unleashed our best moves at the disco. Our teachers were delighted as we all drifted off to sleep once the lights went out. We assumed they were just as delighted to hear our excited whispers as we woke at the crack of dawn the following morning. We were bursting to start our final day of camp. The day consisted of breakfast, beach activities, and sadly, the bus ride home. We had the most incredible time together on camp, and we can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to do it all again next year. We would like to say an extremely big thank you to Mrs. Jonathan, Miss Porter, Miss Rowe, Miss Faulkner, and Miss Drysdale for making Year 3 camp such a wonderful experience for us all. This is Kiara signing off.
Last Thursday marked Orientation Day in the primary school. The day is an opportunity for students to get a taste of what's in store for 2022. Each year level moved up to the next grade and enjoyed a day of learning, laughter and new routines with the next year's teachers. New students who are due to join the cohorts in 2022 also attended and became familiar with the campus, the old girls and life at St Margaret's ahead of their first day of school. The current Year 6s also experienced a day of immersion as they moved into the Year 7 precinct, experiencing new classes and finding their way around the senior school. In the afternoon, the soon-to-be Year 7s got some very helpful tips about life in the high school from Holly and Ella, who are currently in Grade 11, and Bea and Andy, who are currently in Year 7. The primary school finished off their amazing day with a house scavenger hunt to learn a bit more about our fabulous Maggie's community. This is Indy McConnell reporting on behalf of the SRC.
In world news today, or should we say intergalactic news, we are exploring space tourism. William Shatner of Star Trek fame recently became the oldest man to launch into space at 90 years of age.
Even the sky's the limit wasn't enough for these entrepreneurs. Billionaire businessmen Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk and Richard Branson have all been vying to launch the first successful commercial space tourism company, which began the rivalry dubbed the Billionaire Space Race. The race includes sending rockets into the ionosphere, passenger space trips and orbital rocket launches. So the winner? On July 11th, 2021, a successful flight on Virgin Galactic saw Richard Branson become the first billionaire to fly his own rocket into space. However, he didn't win by much. A mere 9 days later, Bezos launched a space flight of his own. But it didn't stop there. Since then, each company has organized several small flights. Musk's SpaceX made headlines for a flight of private astronauts, while Bezos' Blue Origin commenced a commercial flight on 14 October, which included 90-year-old Star Trek actor William Shatner, who broke the record for oldest person in space. Despite the benefits and excitement caused by the nearing prospect of commercial space travel, concerns have been raised over the contest. Opponents argue that it is creating unnecessary emissions and wasting invaluable resources and time, which many object could be used to help the billions of people living in poverty on our planet. In a recent BBC climate interview, Prince William took aim at the space race, saying, "We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live on." So who's right? The billionaires racing off to space, or those who say it is a waste of time and money at a time when the world can least afford it? Only time will tell. The decisions of society's most influential people today will determine the future of space travel for all of us. This is Andy McGregor, World News.
The world loves sports!
Anticipating a storm and a cancelled Andrews Cup cricket, the 2021 Maggies cricket squad were ecstatic to wake up to the blue skies and sunshine. When the team had arrived at the Ashgrove playing fields, they scrambled for shade in the St Margaret's tent, warmed up and prepared for a great day to come. After the A's and C's had played their first three matches, it was time for the B's to shine. The standard of cricket was high across all the grades, and all the teams enjoyed the competitive environment. After another three rounds of games, a much-needed lunch was appreciated. Then the girls returned eagerly to the semi-finals and were more determined than ever to win their games. When the final over had been bowled and bags were packed and ready for departure, the Maggies girls sat down to watch the prize-giving ceremony, where the C's were awarded third in their division. The girls had a successful and fun-filled day at the Maiden Andrews Cup cricket event. In the words of 10cc, "We don't like cricket, I know, we love it." This is Hannah Pohl reporting on behalf of the cricket squad.
During the past 3 weeks, several elite teams of finely trained athletes were psyched up and ready to demolish their competition. Yes, the highly talented and motivated St Margaret's badminton squad was ready to take on their QGSSSA opponents. Kickstarting the competition were the Year 7s, with each team determined to give their best efforts. The 7A team placed 6th out of 9 teams, achieving the highest ranking for their cohorts. Next up were the Year 8s, who put on a show-stopping display of sportsmanship. The 9 seed came 6th out of 10 teams in the 1st division and 9th in the 2nd division, making them the most accomplished Year 9 team. Finally, the Year 7 10s closed out the competition, with each team exhibiting unmistakable St Margaret's spirit. The 10C team placed 5th overall, a terrific achievement. There is no question that each girl's performance reflected hours of practice and hard work, so congratulations to all girls who participated. This is Bronte Tavener reporting. Stay sporty, girls.
Arts and culture, la 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 la.
Week 1 of Term 4 got off to a truly spectacular start, as this year's Book Week theme was brought to life in the Primary Art Spectacular. Old worlds, new worlds and other worlds collided to form a creative, colourful and charming show. Magic was clearly in the air as goblins, pixies, space princesses, steampunks and angels took to the stage in a celebration of wearable art, dance and music. The Year 5 and 6 students stylishly surrounded Circular Drive in an exhilarating performance that showcased the girls' dramatic skills, artistic talent and well-rehearsed choreography. Each class across the year 5 to 6 cohort performed their own unique routine before sending the crowd wild for the combined finale, a dance number to Burn by Ellie Goulding. The show was a resounding success and one with an important message for young and old. Escape to another world through magic of books and reading. This is Chelsea Brown reporting on school culture.
On first day of week one this term, our school finally celebrated the long-awaited and postponed Soaring Upwards Music Festival. Students from different grades came together to perform on stage with different ensembles while audiences watched on Circular Drive. Even though parents weren't allowed into the festival due to the pandemic, the event was still a huge success. As girls arrived at Circular Drive during lunch to watch the amazing performances, the year-level leaders also opened the Lapachok stand outside of the library for people to try their luck and earn a bar of chocolate. Every coin tossed was put into a jar and saved for charity. As the performances came to an end, girls grabbed their microphones and went on stage to sing. The crowd cheered and sang along to the songs until the end of school. There were smiling faces everywhere you turned, and we hope that next year's Soaring Upwards Music Festival can be as much of a success as this year's. We also wish that the pandemic can end in time for our parents to see our achievements in the 2022 festival. This is Tiana Chan reporting on school culture.
The feature story.
The world is a little less bright without a minute, and we will always treasure the memories and stories we were privileged to have heard. We wish the entire Jaku family a long life. May his memory be a blessing. These are the words of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies following the passing of the happiest man on earth, Eddie Jaku, on October 12, 2021. Eddie Jaku, Holocaust survivor and well-known author, is a man who will be remembered for his resilience in the face of adversity and his everlasting messages of kindness, love, and hope that he shared throughout his life. Born in 1920, Eddie's life would be forever changed when Hitler came to power in 1933. He reflected, "In front of my eyes, I lost my dignity, my freedom, and my faith in humanity. I lost everything I lived for. I was reduced from being a man to being nothing." Between 1938 to 1945, Eddie was sent to four concentration camps and was forced to live in brutal conditions. He was told after the war had ended that there was a 65% chance he wouldn't live due to the several illnesses he had. However, despite these odds, Eddie survived, and the only physical remnants of the war was the tattoo he received when he was first admitted in the concentration camp. This mark of war he was burdened with left Eddie with a choice: to be resentful, hateful, and disgusted with what had happened to him, or to learn from the mistakes those around him had made and be full of love, joy, and kindness. It is obvious what choice he made. Eddie Jaku chose not to resent what had happened to him and instead become the happiest man on earth. Eddie's outlook encouraged a new initiative at St. Margaret's, with Miss Curtis introducing the One School, One Book initiative, encouraging all people in the school community to read Eddie's inspiring autobiography. Staff, students, and members of the wider community took up this challenge and have been forever impacted by Eddie's story, with his words influencing a myriad of events throughout the year, from Giving Day to Miss Curtis reflecting on his remarkable life during speech night. We were also so fortunate to receive a personal video message from Eddie this year, where he shared his profound messages with our community and thanked St. Margaret's for uniting together to read his story. We could all be a bit more like Eddie Jaku. When something bad happens to us, it is human nature to hold a grudge against that something or someone who wronged us. But Eddie Jaku is living proof that resentment and choosing to hate only brings additional turmoil into our lives and mind. Eddie Jaku, a man who had lived through so much trauma and hate, lived a long and peaceful life after he forgave those who wronged him. It is a privilege that we are able to learn from his beautiful stories of determination, and I hope that his legacy continues to thrive in the St. Margaret's community and all over the world. Thank you for listening. Lucy Sprott, Year 8.
Local shout-outs!
This week's shout-outs go to Miss Ryder for her artistic talents in helping fashion incredible wearable art for this year's Primary Spectacular, alongside our HPE teachers who helped devise superstar dance moves, Miss Faulkner, Miss O'Callaghan, Miss Harry, and choreographer Kylie Goldner. We also give a shout-out to the drama teachers who helped script the storyline for the performance, Miss Clancy, Miss Chamberlain, and Miss Celestials.
We acknowledge and thank Miss Brennan, Mr. King, Mr. NG, Miss Rayner, Mr. McKenzie, Miss St. Tagoras, Mr. Gillespie, Miss Taylor, Miss Fung, and Miss Rogers for their sensational work in making the Soaring Upwards Festival a soaring success.
We also congratulate the prep cohort on receiving the prestigious Maggie the Magpie Award in the primary school for showing gratitude, persistence, and a positive mindset while rehearsing for the upcoming nativity play. Well done, prep.
Maggie's quiz time!
This is the part of the program where we test how well you've been listening.
Who was the special guest speaker at this year's Professional Networking Breakfast?
That's right, it was Ruth Drinkwater.
How many solar buddies were made by St. Maggie's students on International Day of the Girl?
Guitar target was 450, and we made 450.
Which two sports did St Margaret's students participate in over the past few weeks?
That will be Andrews Cup Cricket and OGSSA Badminton.
In today's piece on the Great Space Race, Prince William stated that we need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live on. In your opinion, do you think money spent on space travel is valuable or a waste of time and resources?
Share your answers with your classmates for this one.
Our school book this year is The Happiest Man on Earth by Eddie Jacku. His story has helped us drive our theme of kindness across the school grounds at St. Margaret's. Sadly, Eddie passed away earlier this month. In your own words, what do you think Eddie Jacku's legacy is?
Again, share your answers with your classmates and let's make sure Eddie's legacy lives on long after he's gone.
Well, that's it for this episode of Maggie's Podcast, local news with a global outlook. This is Zara Amelia
and Isabella Goodrick. Stay tuned for the next fortnight's episode and thank you for listening.